Well, isn't this interesting? Now we have reports coming out, which have been around for a little bit now, but more recently we've had our government admitting that these craft that our military pilots have been seeing recently, they don't know what it is. They're not saying necessarily it's a UFO. They're even throwing that it could be one of the another country's craft. Funny how they're not mentioning maybe it's their own. What I do find fascinating about it is that they are opening up some things. Now, how many former military, or current even, have said things in the past and we just ignore it? And so now, what's changing? That's what I think is the bigger question in all of this. Not so much that aliens or UFOs have been visiting us for a long time. What I see it as, what's bigger than that, is that we have been covering this up for a long, long time. And now we're starting to get a little bit of maybe some truth, or at least admitting something. Now, there are many of us who believe that these things are real. Even if I hadn't seen anything, I guess I would have been open-minded to believe that there is something else going on in the universe. And there was a good chance it was probably here, even if we can't understand the concept. You know, it was explained before, well, if something traveled at the speed of light, you know how long it would take to get here because it's thousands of light years away or whatever the case. Well, suspended animation, and you saw all the UFO theories or the old sci-fi theories of how they would do it. They'd animate people and bring them back after a long period of travel. But that's before, you know, we didn't really understand maybe what wormholes were and how we could bend time and space. And Einstein believed that that was possible. And we've seen, you know, many people take off from that. And then there's the people that have done a lot of research, you know. I don't watch it very often anymore. I've seen it from time to time. I think Ancient Aliens, they've kind of run out of things to talk about. But there's a lot of evidence that we've been visited in the past. When you go to all these different groups that have said things, you know, it's just about every Aborigines, the Aztecs, the Incas, the Mayans, all the original cultures, the Hopis say they came from the star people. Even there's a tribe in Africa, and I don't remember what their name is. Is it Nairobi? Maybe I'm wrong on that. But they were able to draw a series of planets that surrounded a star, and a series of stars back, they were discovered back in the 1900s, the early 1920s. And this man who discovered this tribe, they told him about they came from the skies. Their ancestors were star people. And of course, he had no way of knowing because the telescopes back then couldn't prove these drawings. But when they, you know, about 50 years later, I think it was, when we developed better telescopes, these stars lined up exactly as this tribe had said they would. Now, you know, big question is, how would they possibly get that right? So there's no question in my mind that we've been visited in the past and still in the present. And so many people have told me their story. I've told you my story. When I was 8 years old, I saw what I thought was a UFO. Maybe it was something else. It was a big object. It was on the tree line, which probably was, I don't know, a few miles away from where we lived. The top of the tree line, who's to say how far that was? And it was as I recall, a quarter-shaped type, but it was oval in shape. And it had, I think, three different types of colors. I'm 8 years old, so it was a long time ago. Pretty sure there was red, yellow, maybe green or blue. Colors that appeared to be, like, rotating around this. And I remember as a kid, I looked out my bedroom window, and I could overlook the kitchen, which was one story. So I'm on the second floor and I could look out and see the stars. I liked doing that as a kid. And my parents did too. My brother was up in his bed and I just happened to glance out and I saw this flashing thing on the horizon, heading to the east. It was east of us, and it was going actually from north to south. And I yelled out to my mom, and I said, "What is that?" And she and my dad got up, and they watched it. It slowly just crept along before until it eventually went completely south and just disappeared. So as a plane, it was going way too slow. As a satellite, it was too big and too low. I mean, maybe my memory is wrong, but that was my first encounter. And my mom said something to me the next day. "Well, I'm not sure what it was, but I think I know what it is." And she never elaborated. But we had talked about UFOs probably even when I was a kid that age, at 8 years old, because Star Trek, the original series, was on. So we watched that. And, you know, my mom was very open-minded to all of that. My dad, not so much. He wasn't open to that at all. But my brother and I, my mom, that's one thing we shared. And then in 1992, I saw what I pretty sure was a gray being that showed up at my mom's house. And this only happened because I asked for it. I think if you ask the universe for anything, and you truly believe it, and you truly want it to happen, and I kept repeating it as I was falling asleep. I don't know why I would do that, but I did. And this gray being showed up in the middle of the night, and I woke up out of bed, and I sat up, and I looked around, and I spotted the big eyes and the 4 foot tall, little slender, frail body, and looking at me. And it seemed like it was just not even walking. It just glided. And it glided from the edge of the door to the edge of my bed, which is about 3-4 feet. And then it just glided over to the right side of the bed, getting closer to me. And it was on my right side. And I remember at the time I was just frozen. And I had read about these things, basically through Whitley Strieber and Ramtha talked about them, how they could control you with their thoughts. And basically, they would shut you down from moving, so that way you couldn't hurt them, because they're very fragile. And so I was having trouble moving. I was getting panicky. My breathing was getting a little shallow. And then a thought came to me, and it said, "He won't hurt you if you have no intention of hurting him." And I don't know where it came from, but I assume it came from the being. And I said, in my head, I said, "No. I have no intention of doing that." And the next thing I know, I could breathe a little easier and my arms could move a little bit, not completely. And then my head could move a little bit. And I watched this thing get within a few feet of me. And I thought, "I don't want you any closer." And it's kind of like he just came to observe me because I wanted to see. And then boom, I woke up the next day, maybe 9 or 10. I was a younger guy then, so I think I slept in a little more, maybe. I don't know. But as I recall, you know, for the longest time, I thought it was a dream. Well, that's got to be a dream. But I didn't wake up from this in the morning when I woke up. This happened in the middle of the night. And from what I know of dreams, you don't remember them unless you wake up right after them, still to this day. Now, maybe it's possible. I've had friends of mine look into that have abilities, and they said, "You definitely had something there that night." And I believe it too. So that to me was pretty solid evidence. And then I've had so many family members around me that have seen things, just about everybody I know within my family. And then also in 2007, I believe it was, I was coming back from work, and I saw a metallic, gray metallic type object in the sky, not very high, not traveling real fast. It's heading the same direction as I was, but off to my left. And the sun was so bright at that time of the day, it was later in the afternoon, I couldn't really see this object until it turned. And then I would just catch a glimpse. It was almost like it was invisible. But when it turned, I could see a silvery metallic. It wasn't real huge. And I don't know what shape it was, to be honest. Didn't seem like a plane, because I couldn't even see it. I just thought, that's weird. How can I just see this when it turns a little bit, where the sun catches it? Maybe it has the ability to cloak. I don't know. But I believe that was something that could have been a UFO, because A friend of mine used to be in the Air Force, and he said that planes are not allowed to have a metallic or silver color because they could blind other people. If you're a pilot in the sky and you see that, the sun could reflect and it could affect it. And I could definitely see that because it was a little blinding for me looking at it, the glimmer of it and the sun catching off of it. That was pretty cool. So there's been a lot of people in my life that have had these experiences. I'm not going to go into their details because that's their story. And I don't want to, you know, some of them don't want to share these things. But I look at all the people I've talked to over the years that have done thorough investigations on this subject. And they're convinced, you know, you've probably heard more than one person on my... Now, you know, I don't just live to talk about UFOs, but I find it interesting because I think it's part of what's going on. If it's true, I think they're part of our history and part of our future. And there's many different, you know, beliefs probably on what they're doing here. There's a man by the name of Paul Hellyer. He is the former Minister of Defense. And I think it was back in the 60s that he came out and said, or maybe it was later than that. Maybe he was the Minister of Defense in the 60s. But he came out afterwards and said that, yeah, I think it was the 90s. He said that he believed there are UFOs present and every government knows about it. And why would he say that? And he said there are up to 12 different species that are visiting us. He said two different types of grays. Now, this is what caught my attention, because I've heard some really negative things about the beings that are called the Greys, that they put people through a lot, a horrible ordeal, and they just don't seem to have any emotion or care. And then there are those that seem to be more compassionate, and even though they don't have a lot of emotion, they do seem to care. One friend of mine wound up in the hospital after he thought he was visited by the Greys one night, and it affected his health. Yet there are other people that I know personally that have told me, no, this was an amazing experience. I was frightened, but once I realized some things, especially under hypnosis, this truly was a wonderful visit. And yeah, they took things from me that I agreed to. I agreed to let them have, you know, if it's a female, they want to impregnate the women. If it's a male, they want to take your sperm and they want to use it to procreate so they can breed emotion back into their species. And the reason they do that is that, you know, I've read on this many, many times from different channelers, but it makes sense to me that these beings are emotionless, and they did that because they were fighting a war thousands of years ago, maybe longer, and they were losing, and they had to go inside the planet, and they had to get rid of emotion in order to survive this war because it was devastating them. And so they basically bred it out of their physicality, and they realized that this was a mistake. So at some point in our history, it's not since Roswell, it's been going back before that, I believe, that we agreed, and we don't realize it while we're in the physical body, but we agreed, some of you agreed to help them and allow them to do that, breed it back into. And that's why I think that's one of two things that's going on. I think there are, from all the research I've done, there are grays that are, I don't know if I'd call them friendly. they're benign. And then there are other ones. Perhaps there's another group that is the Greys or posing as them that is not so friendly. And people have told me of some nasty experiences. And I always wondered, why is it so different? Well, maybe some people are just afraid. No, they're doing some things to people that are not pleasant and make people's life very difficult. And yet there are others like Jim Maroney, who was on my show, and you can search his interview. I really found it fascinating because Jim was taken back in 1987, and it was at a truck stop of all places in just outside of, Edmonton? No, Vancouver maybe. He was taken, and he was in a just outside a truck in a truck stop outside of Vancouver, pretty sure. And he had vague memories of being pulled right out of his car. They didn't even open the doors; they just pulled him out. And he has memories of these things, these beings doing something to him, and he's screaming about it, and he's angry. How dare they do that? And you know, he was pretty upset. But under hypnosis, and who's to say how accurate that is, but let's just say it could be, he was able to remember that these beings were very gentle with him. And when they saw him upset, they didn't understand why, because they don't understand why we get so upset about this, because they don't have those emotions. And plus, it's an agreement you made before you came here, and they can remember the agreement, but we don't. And so they explained everything in detail to him. And he said this one female gray sat down with him and was very nice to him. And when they left, he said they felt like, he said he missed him. He cried because he said it felt like family. Now that was something he was able to remember after being under. Most people that have had encounters don't remember. But that's just one type of many species that there have been many claims for many years that have been visiting us. Another one that, you know, you can look back at our ancient astronauts and or our ancient aliens TV show and the theories they have, the different types. But you can just look at the Egyptians. They had the bird-like beings. The Sumerians had the gods as well. That recorded these beings that came here and enslaved us to mine for gold, I believe it was. Zechariah Sitchin wrote a book called, was it Planet X? I don't know. It was a book he wrote about these beings that came here from Planet X. And they pretty much enslaved us at the time. And they're called the Anunnaki. And there's reference to them, and he was able to break the code of the Sumerian, ancient Sumerian writings, and that's how he came up and deciphered that this is what they were saying, because nobody knew what the ancient Sumerian writings, which go back a couple, few thousand years, what they really mean. Some of the earliest writings of man, which, of course, I think there's a lot earlier recordings, but we just haven't found them. And if we did, they'd probably disappear. But what is going on now? Are we truly being visited? There's no question in my mind, but why is this happening now? You know, years ago, William Cooper, and I think Ramtha said this too, said they were going to fake an alien invasion to unite the world. It was their way of forming a one-world government. And so what they were going to do, and Cooper even suggested back then, and so did Ramtha, that our government and other governments of the world, certain ones, have much more technology than, much greater technology than we're aware of. And they're able to leave the planet, you know. And they could create some of the UFOs that we think we see, and even the ones that have been reported lately, could be from our own military. And you'd say, well, why would they fly them out in public like that? You know, and I heard an interesting theory on that. It's like, so they can blame it on UFOs. Now they don't have to have these secret bases to do all this stuff, like Area 51. They just fly them out in public. That's a UFO, and all the UFO people that are into that, you know. And they'll deny it. Well, we don't know what that is. We didn't get it on radar. And this has gone on and on and on and on. So maybe some of that, I think absolutely some of it is our own technology, but there are those that are here. Like a good example of a friend of mine, he says he wants to come on and talk about this, but he showed me a video of a UFO that was at his house when he lived closer to town. He moved out of town, and a couple of weeks ago I ran into him. He says, man, you wouldn't believe it. I got this video of these other ships that were out where he lived. And he saw them in the sky. It's like they're communicating with them. And, you know, more than one person has told me that. they're communicating with them for a reason. And we don't know the reason right now, but perhaps it's to get us ready. So what could be coming out of this? This could either be another false flag, fake incident used to sway us in one way or another by the ones that truly do control us. Or, as I talked to Dr. Phil last week, Dr. Phil DeLong, not the talk show host, but Reverend Dr. Phil, who's been on my show, and I trust very much, and I like his opinions, and he's a very good psychic medium channeler. He's good at all those things, and he's a healer. He's an amazing healer. But Dr. Phil said, I said, do you think that maybe the government is kind of being forced to talk about these things? Because that's what I was feeling when these things started coming out. I don't know. Do I trust my psychic intuition? Sometimes I do. But I was just thinking, I got a feeling this is something more. And Phil said to me, he said, yes, I absolutely believe that. The government doesn't have a choice. And they're being told they have to release this information. Now, we're not to say that, I'm not to say that he's right, I'm right, but it's food for thought. There's no question that we're seeing these things. There's no, I mean, there could be technology that we're not aware of. But what does that tell you, though? Not from our enemies, because I think we'd be a little more worried than what we're seeing right now. They seem pretty calm, don't they? Well, we think it could be Russian. Maybe it's Chinese. You guys are so good at disinformation. And you've been doing it for so long. And that's okay. I think of all the people that extended themselves towards the end of their life, that had witnessed something and kept quiet their whole lifetime. Whether it's military people, whether it's private citizens who were threatened and warned. The military people were under oath to not say anything, but they, you know, at the end of their life, they just said, you know what, I don't care anymore. The public needs to know. Those are the people, I think, that are really were willing to put their neck on the line. You could even look at Roswell and what happened with the colonel there. Jesse Marcel, as he got older, spoke more freely. But for a while there, he kept quiet. And everybody in his family, his son and his grandson now, they talk about the things he said. And he did what he was supposed to do. But at one point in his life, he eventually came out and did an interview. I think it was in the early 2000s, where he just laid it out. He laid it all out, what he felt was going on and what he witnessed. And he said it was not a balloon, a weather balloon, like the story they claim. And then, you know, there's been so many people that have witnessed this. And this goes back in time, too. There are stories that go back hundreds of years, if not more, that have been going on for a long time. There are writings. There's even cave drawings. There's paintings with UFOs in them. Some classic paintings that have UFOs in them. There's that one. It's kind of a religious painting. I don't remember which one it was. I don't think it's a Da Vinci painting, but it's a classical painting, and it shows a little UFO up in the sky with a guy inside of it. And I think it goes back hundreds of years. So I don't know. I don't follow art as well, but I'm just telling you, from my perspective and my experience, yes, these things are real. And I'm thinking perhaps the timeline is that there are things that are going to come out at a certain time and you're going to reveal them, and we're moving forward. The Earth is going to move forward regardless. Gaia wants to ascend. And so at some point, the truth is going to have to come out. And maybe we're seeing that now. It takes a long time. Some say the truth may never come out. But look at some of the things that are coming out right now. Now they're finally starting to accept that, oh, maybe this was a virus that was created in a lab. And I'm not here to blame any race or any group of people. We all are a reflection of each other. We all are a reflection of each other. So we just play different roles. And every race that's here, I believe, was seeded by different beings hundreds of thousands of years ago, if not millions. So we all came from another place, I believe. And I think if we just compare notes on all of it, we would probably find that to be true. So in the beginning, how did this work out? Well, the Bible has their story, and I don't completely close off to anything, but I tend to accept the fact that, or at least the theory, that perhaps other beings seeded the populations that are here now. And it was several different races. And this explains why people are so different. Even when you go to Europe, did they all come from one race? It appears not, because people of different nationalities are slightly different than others. Well, maybe they just evolved that way. Maybe. Or perhaps, you know, Hitler believed that that Germans came from the Aryan race. And from what I understand of that, the Aryan race came from Atlantis. And who's to say that the Aryan race was not an alien race? I believe they might have been. And so he believed that Germans were superior because of that. And he wanted to weed out all the others that weren't. And this goes back to the time of Atlantis. That's where I think I read an article that said he lived in that time. And he was one of the people that brought the destruction to Atlantis. So basically he was doing it again. When he came back again, he had a great interest in the occult, and especially Atlantis. So what does it mean, what's coming out now? What are they trying to tell us? Is it a case of they no longer can keep it secret? Because I'm shocked. In the past, this never would have happened. Can't say I'm shocked, but I'm just saying. I'm surprised. In the past, anybody that's military was always like behind closed doors when people told me things, hush, hush, and don't ever bring my name up or whatever, you know. And there's been a few military people I've talked to. None of them are usually in great detail, but just sharing interesting things. But they weren't ready to go public with it. So maybe we'll see a day when that'll happen. Perhaps. We will see that day. Is it going to happen soon? I don't know. You know, if there truly is a galactic force that's working on our behalf, a federation, if you will, and they really practice non-interference, then what's going on now? Some would say Earth is in a lot of turmoil. And I'm not just talking what's happening. I'm not talking the weather, global warming, or climate change. I'm talking about what mankind has done. And so for Earth to break away from these controllers that are alien in descent as well, a lot of it has to be cleaned up. And so I believe that this is where maybe some of the galactics are coming in. I said before, there's a great battle going on, and it is a battle between dark and light. And this is not to judge anyone or say there's good or bad. It's just that because Earth made this choice, others were allowed to intercede where they normally wouldn't, from the way I understand it. And this is why we're seeing the removal and the upheaval, and you're going to see more of it. And don't be surprised by anything. If this stuff scares you, meh. I remember William Cooper said when he talked about aliens in that video, and he was in Arizona, he talked about the government's known about aliens, and the crowd was just like their eyes were wide open. And he goes, but you know what? Don't be afraid. They haven't attacked us yet. I see that as a good thing, was his comment. And I think we've been controlled and fought over for many, many thousands of years. And there were some that remained and have been hidden from us, multidimensional, and have been running the planet for a long time. And I think that's coming to an end. So we have others that are interceding to help us, perhaps. Yeah, I believe that could be going on. I guess we'll see. I think the reason I wanted to talk about this is just, again, but so many things that are coming out right now. Don't be surprised by anything. And understand that there's probably a divine plan for all of it. It all serves a purpose. And then with everything that comes out, there's always a spin factor. So don't believe everything you hear neither. I think the best thing to do is to trust your inner voice, as always. Use your own discernment. But listen for that inner voice. It'll guide you, I think. It does me. And then also trust your own experiences. Listen to people that have had experiences that are not exaggerating, seeking attention, but just are telling a story. And there's no question that some people will do this to seek attention and their stories might be exaggerated. But there are others who are just have had weird things happen and they want to share them. And those are the people that I have come to know, a lot of those type of people. They're very reluctant to tell. And they didn't go around bragging about it. So we're at a really interesting time in the history of mankind. I've read a couple articles, channeled articles, and you don't know what 100% to believe. But they kind of put an interesting perspective, for me at least, that in the very beginning, we were all beings that came here were unlimited beings. That's why I believe we're unlimited. And then there was a time when we forgot a lot of who we are, separation, duality. And there were other beings that came along and said, hey, you know what? We're going to manipulate the DNA of the human race and keep them limited. And years ago, Rampa talked about that we need to have 12 helix strands in our DNA. Now, I don't know where he got that from, if he was just making that up, but all the other channels of today are talk about that. They all do. What are they tapping into? Is it just one, they all listen to Rampa? I don't know. I don't believe so. They all are saying that we are have only two strands, and these beings from another place that have used, they took away 10 of those strands to keep us more limited, because if they were fully activated, which they can be in all of us, and the future children will have this, and we still may have it, then he would have what wrapped the term super consciousness. And super consciousness, you'd have no limitations. You'd be truly connected to source. That makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, it could be wrong, but it makes a lot of sense. And it makes a lot of sense that somebody tampered with us and they created all these things around us, not to offend anyone. They created religion to control us and keep us afraid of a God that might be judgmental, when I just believe God is a loving being, regardless, and loves his own creation, his or her own creation, because we are basically an extension of that. So why would you hate that? Why would you look at it, sinful people? Adam and Eve bit the apple. Forever you'll be destined to being sinful creatures. And for me, it just makes more sense to believe that it's not a case of that. It's a case of ignorance, that we were beings that chose, fell in love with our creations, and eventually allowed others to manipulate our bodies so that it was very hard to connect with source or higher aspects. And now, as we return to what they call the golden age of Earth, of Gaia, these things may come forward. Well, they will, I believe, the truth of what, and it could be very surprising for a lot of people. That would mean almost all of our institutions are not what we think they are. And I've witnessed that. I've seen it. You know, people have told me what it's like at these many different institutions that they work at. They've told me there's a lot of corruption. There's a lot of egos. There's a lot of things that destroy. And then, you know, they give us this message that it's something more. You know, we always see the painted picture. Oh, this is so wonderful and everything's so wonderful. And in reality, it's probably not. In reality, many people have said how it's nothing like the what they want to present. And I'm not trying to be specific about this for a reason, because I don't want to create any negativity or hard feelings, but I've heard it in just about every profession that's out there and witnessed it. You know, with you get to know people, especially in the business I'm in. You get to see their true colors. And again, not judging you, loving people. We all are on a journey. We're all an extension of God. We're all an extension of each other, really. So just being honest, transparent, is that, in my opinion, all of these things need to go away and start over. And maybe that's why we have such chaos right now. And that's why we have so many that want to do that. I just think that they're following the wrong beings. They think they're doing good and changing the world, but they're going about it very aggressively. And no being of light would ever do that, as far as I'm concerned. I can't imagine any being of light going through and creating violence or burning things down. You know, I might agree with some of the things they're saying. I just don't agree with how you're going about doing that. It should always be in love. So every good movement seems to start with a good idea, and then it gets corrupted. If the world is truly controlled by, for lack of better terms, alien darker energies, if you want to call it that, and they've been controlling for thousands of years, so they know how to manipulate all of us, the press, the media, the leaders of the world, and then they create this reality that we think is, this is the way it is. This is life. And it's perhaps life is much more. And perhaps seeing a UFO is trying to tell us something. Or, like I say, it could be government. You know, I don't know 100%, but that's the cool thing about it. It's kind of fun not to know. I'd like to know for sure. That's always been my dream, to search and find answers. But how do you prove, you know, unless they land next to you, which they may. Some have said they're going to be doing that. I guess I did this because I thought, if this is true, then we shouldn't be too shocked about anything. And it's what you make of it. If you make it into a big, oh my goodness. And so far the media's not making it into a big deal, but I'm glad to see some people are really staying on this and trying to pursue this, because it should be pursued. And year after year after year, people have approached Congress, have approached the military, trying to get information released. You know, I was kind of blown away. I was switching around, looking through some channels, and I noticed Newsmax. This is a few months ago. Newsmax, dedicated to news. Yes, some people would say they lean to the right, but they had two UFO documentaries about Roswell on. And the first one was very open-minded and left you thinking, well, this could be real. And the second one was more of a debunking. So why would you show those on a news station? Why would you do that? Supposed news station. Interesting. Then there's the TV show I like catching. I record it every week, The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch. That truly is mysterious. But again, it's a TV show. So what is really going on? I don't know. And what are they maybe not allowed to tell you? The man that owns Skinwalker Ranch, his name is Bigelow, and he actually is connected to the government. And so I just can't imagine if there's things going on at that ranch that they would let it go and let someone else buy it and then just film things, weird things, really weird things going on, and be okay with that. Unless this is another way they're trying to get the truth out. Or it's just entertainment. I guess we have to decide. We're living in exciting times. We're living in chaotic times as well. And I just hope everybody finds a way to be at peace, because a lot has happened, and I think a lot more is coming out. And we'll see. We'll see if I'm right. That would be nice. I've been talking about UFOs for a long time. People think, well, there's the UFO guy again. And I get poked at, you know, people make fun of me a little bit. That's okay. And just on the air last week, we had a couple of my coworkers in, and we always have fun on Fridays. And we do a thing called Who's Most Likely. And I think the question was, who's most likely to survive a zombie apocalypse? And they voted for me. And I said, what'd you vote for me for? Well, because you believe in aliens and all that stuff, you'd probably make friends with the zombies. And it's like, okay, that's fine. They brought up the alien thing, and it's not the first time that somebody's done that. I used to bring that up on the air, too. And I didn't get a lot of negative feedback. So maybe there's more people that believe in UFOs than they say. The number's over 50% now, when the number was well below that. I just wonder if they fudged that even more, you know, these surveys, because maybe there's a lot more people than that that believe something else is going on. Either way, I think it's interesting. I hope to have maybe Frank Fascino, to talk about this, along with Dr. Phil. Maybe some other people a friend of mine, Keith, he's the one that's witnessed these UFOs in two different locations where he moved well out into the country, still seeing them. And I like to share people's stories and see what they have to say. Till then, I hope you're doing well. I hope you're finding some joy. I know I am. And I hope so for you as well. Love and joy.